Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't mean that at the same time, even when boys are spoiled in the home and made to feel special or number one like in the home, it doesn't mean that those same boys or that same boy isn't taught to respect women, to keep his hands to himself when it comes to girls, to learn how to treat her like a lady. Treat her like a lady. So it's an ongoing debate. We're going to have it, or should I say continue it tonight, whether we agree with it, whether we disagree with it, whether there's balance, whether there's any truth to it. So let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. Let's see if the truth is coming or if it's dropping words. Ladies outside the home. Boys more important in the home. How was your home set up? Do you have brothers and sisters with your siblings that grew up in the house? Who was the oldest child? Was it a girl or was it a boy? A lot of times, whoever is the oldest child in a household sets the tone for how the family is going to be set up. Think about it. It makes sense. So if a boy is the oldest, he's probably going to be expected and taught and trained to protect his younger brothers and sisters, to be the voice of reason, the voice of wisdom. You know, he's supposed to be the leader. Many oldest boys live up to that. Excuse me, do they all live up to it? No. Do a lot of them live up to it? Yes, absolutely. What about when it's a girl who is the oldest, born first? She's the eldest daughter and the eldest child of mama and daddy. Well, what happens when a girl is the oldest? Well, she's going to have to take on the same type of leadership qualities. I mean, I don't think that is a situation. I know that in my family, it wasn't the situation where a girl was born first and she wasn't loved or respected or endeared. None of that. My oldest sister was the oldest, and trust me, she took full advantage of that. You know what I mean? Ladies first, ladies first. Ooh, ladies first, ladies first. All day, every day. What's going on? Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Always a good time. Always great to see you. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, you know how it go. Girls can't leave him alone. And T. Carry Ride, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. It's always great to see me, some you. So, yeah. Ladies first outside the home. Boys more important in the home. What do y'all think? What are your initial thoughts about this whole situation? What are your thoughts about this whole situation? I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, although I think that a lot of it is true. A lot of it is true. Like, I think that boys are definitely, especially in the black household, boys are definitely treated with love, tenderness, and they're treated well by the mothers. You know, we're talking about single family household or households where the woman is the not only the matriarch of the family but the head of the family. If there's an absence of a man in the family, you know that mothers take care of their sons, but they have to, especially black women. Black mothers have to make sure that their sons get what they need because they know that the rest of the world ain't going to do it. The rest of the world is not going to care for them. So hopefully it's not a situation where the mom in a single family household, a single parent household, hopefully she doesn't have anything against men. Hopefully she's not a man hater or she isn't a woman scorned. Scorned to the point where she's bitter or resentful and maybe even disrespectful of men, because that's going to have a difference in the way that she raises her sons. Her sons may not be her favorite people if that's the case. And that's a toughie. So that's a situation where if a boy is the oldest, he won't be the favorite. He may be taught how to treat women or treat a lady, but he may be taught from the standpoint of a woman scorned. And so he may be just, he may not be taught equality, or he may not be taught fairness. All he may be taught is you don't put your hands on a woman. You don't tell a woman what to do. You don't control a woman. You don't, you know. She might miss the lessons that he needs to be taught in exchange for just making sure that he doesn't become violent or disrespectful. So it's a tough situation. It's a tough situation to be a part of. And so we're going to talk about it tonight. Ladies first outside the home. I've heard many, many women over the years complain that their brothers or the boys in the family get everything. They're treated like little princes. They're treated like young kings. And the girls are just chopped liver. I don't I know it wasn't true for my house. But also in my house, I know some people would try to paint that picture to try to make it true. No names, Dita. My bad. I ain't gonna say no other names. For real. But anyway, but it is all about perspective. And the way that you perceive something is often all you need to be able to do in order to make an assessment about something. I can't be mad at you about that. But we probably need to have this conversation because it can have an impact on the way that we govern our own families. It can, those issues of fairness can creep into our own households. And it can have an impact on how we show love and respect and appreciation for each other. I know Valentine's Day is next week. And I know that that does not favor men. Businesses definitely respect the whole, if we bring the women in, then the men will come and start spending money. So businesses definitely respect women. They know that men do not spend money on other men. But men will spend money to challenge other men. Men will outspend each other on a pissing contest, or should I say in a pissing contest, where the ladies are looking, where the girlies are having their eyes on the whole situation. But amongst each other, we're going to play cheap. Like, I ain't paying you all that money for that, man. You must be crazy. We say, girls, 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 these girls I do adore. So what are we talking about? Ladies, first outside the home. Not inside the home. I don't know. Brothers, if you have ever got your ass whooped or got chewed out or got on punishment for hitting your sister, your perspective might be a little different. Like, no, they got it going on at home too. She was always throwing rocks and hiding hands, and I always got in trouble. And also, we have to remember that it ain't always the way that you start. Sometimes it's the way that you finish. So it might have started off with the boys being the favorite at the crib, but it might not have ended that way. Many a boy has experienced, you know, being that number one draft pick, that prospect that we thought was going to take us to the championship. You know that boy. You know the boy. But instead of realizing his dream, instead of taking the whole family to the championship, he got on drugs and shit. My brother traded success for crack. So now, instead of him holding the whole family down and representing the whole family, now we all got to hold him down. Now we all have to support him. Now we got to put money on his books because he's in and out of jail all the time. We gotta hide our stuff, put padlocks on our doors and all that kind of stuff when he comes over or when he comes home. Because he's living at home. Here he is 40 years old, you know, back at home with mom. And we all got to have padlocks on our door. Master locks for everybody. Latch, master lock. Latch, master lock. Match, latch, lock. Latch, master lock. Because Junior has a drug problem. Junior has a drug problem. But we thought Junior was going to be the best welder, the best electrician, the best plumber, the best businessman, whatever. That's what we thought Junior was going to do. And it looked like Junior was well on his way to doing that. But Junior started getting high. First, Junior got fly, then Junior started getting high. Now, Junior weighs about as less as a fly. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a minimum show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-Em-ism show, we are talking about ladies first outside the home. Boys, more important in the home. Am I describing your household? Am I describing the type of household that you grew up in? Who had it better, the boys or the girls? Who had it better, the boys or the girls? This is not battle of the sexes. This is the world. Who had it better in your home, the boys or the girls? Who did mommy like? Who did daddy like? Who got the most money? Who got used up? Who had to do what they had to do? Who had the most chores? Who had to do dishes? Who did yours? Who took out the trash? Who had... Okay. Ansel Jones says, I have big brother syndrome. Didn't care what age she is. I have three military moms that kept me in check overseas. Interesting. Three military moms that kept me in check overseas. Okay. Narcel says, that man at the house thing is what messes up the minds of young boys. Depending on how it's played out, I can see what you mean. Absolutely. Carol Chamberlain says, I must confess, I was the sister that told everyone when I was young. Oh, told on everyone when I was young. And my brothers didn't like it at all. I said, I have a sibling I don't speak with unless I see her at a family function. And that for that very reason, to this very day, Carol says, Norris, I was constantly teased and beat up by my brothers because they had to watch me. So when they did wrong, I told on them. I hear you. I was the baby brother that saw all the wrong and never told on nobody. But my big sisters never missed the opportunity to tell on me. They was some snitches. I ain't understand that. Like, as much dirt as I see y'all do, I never told. My young eyes have seen atrocities. I've seen things I can't unsee. People always doing bad stuff around me. They just don't care. They don't respect me. But I never told. But let's see. When my mom and my dad were together, so let me. Chronicle the first 11 years of my life, there was no sibling rivalry. There was no, I was the youngest. My sister Shell was the oldest and Dita was the middle. Dita, I think Dita heard about the middle child syndrome and ran with it because there was no evidence to support it. There was just nothing there. I mean, really, there was just nothing there. But she heard about it and I think she was like, hey, we could go with this, huh? Yeah. And she did. She ran with it. We looking like you spoiled. My dad used to tell Dita that she was his favorite. He used to tell her that all the way until she was grown. He ain't tell me that, even though I really think I was, you know, his favorite. But I didn't care what nobody else. I didn't care about the competition. There's no competition. But one thing is for sure, we all got ours. We all got ours. So, you know, if there were times we had to wait our turn, we just had to wait our turn. But we all got ours. Nobody suffered. Nobody suffered. So I might not be the one to really see the example of boys being treated better in the home. I got shown love. I was spoiled at times. I got what I want at times. I definitely learned to be able to get what I want, no doubt. But the older two did too. There's no Cinderella story here. It's just not there. Carol Chandler says, being the baby had drawbacks. Well, one thing is for sure. As far as the drawbacks are concerned, Carol, I can definitely agree that we had to wait to get older in order to be fully independent. And that was a pain in the ass. So when you are the youngest, one thing you have to get used to is always being babysat, never being the babysitter, never being the one in charge. You got to wait until you have like a baby cousin or something like that. I would say you have to wait until another child was born, but that wouldn't make you the youngest anymore, so you couldn't have that conversation. I'm talking about the true youngest. Like, that's what you were. That's what you remained. So, yeah. So everybody had to watch you. So when you're the youngest, one thing that you do that you really don't want to have to do is that you have to decide who watches you the way you want to be watched. You understand what I'm saying, Carol? You have to hope that whoever is watching you for that day, whoever is in charge of you and your life for that day, hopefully they are the ones that will let you do the things that you want to do. So, for example, if your aunt is watching you one day, hopefully it's the aunt that lets you go outside, the aunt that will let you eat ice cream, the aunt that will let you blah, blah, blah. If it's your uncle, hopefully it's the uncle who lets you ride the hump in the Buick Rivera, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it's the uncle that, you know, that actually wants you to have fun, that will do something, play basketball with you, whatever the case may be, play video games. Hopefully it's not the person who watches you that day that don't really want to have nothing to do with you. Because it can be good if they don't want to have nothing to do with you, because they might let you just go ahead and do whatever you want unsupervised, or they mistreat you because they really have something better to do and you're seen as being in the way. You understand what I'm saying, Carol? These are the things you have to worry about with being the youngest. You know what I mean? Somebody is always in charge of you. So growing up, you have to, you already know. You got the scouting report. Like, oh, man. Wednesdays, uncle or aunt, whatever, can't watch me because they got to go to work. They off on Wednesday. I mean, they off on Thursdays or Tuesdays or whatever. You know, you get shuffled around when you're the youngest, brothers and sisters. So if you have multiple brothers and sisters, you know, you're going to have the ones that you like to watch you and the ones that you don't. Just keeping it real. That doesn't mean that you don't like your brothers and sisters, but you know how it is. You're trying to explore and find your way. So, Carol says exactly, Omar, and resented by the older ones because they had to babysit you. If it ain't brothers and sisters, it might be aunts and uncles. It might be neighbors. It might be straight babysitters. You know what I mean? See, back in the day, we weren't as careful about who we left the kids with. I was just keeping it a buck. Back in the day, they would let anybody watch you. If your parents had to work, you was going to get left by somebody. We put it in God's hands. I mean, Carol, you know I'm telling the truth. Sometimes we be wondering, like, why would you, do you know what they do when you gone? Do you know what this person is exposing me to when you're not there? Why would you leave me with them? And we still didn't snitch. We just, oh, well, I guess mommy doesn't know she left me in a whorehouse. I guess she don't know she left me in a speakeasy. I guess she don't know she left me in the drug spot. I guess she don't know she, you know what I mean? Like, what were the qualifications to babysit somebody back in the day? To be a steady babysitter. What were the qualifications back in the day? Your parents would leave you with anybody. You got to, you say you'll watch him while I go to the store? You'll watch him while I go to work? You'll watch him while I go on a 2-week vacation? You will? I guess if you made it back alive, then you was in good hands. Stacey White says, I'm the baby of the family. Carol says, sure do, Omar. Had one brother who really looked after me, the others not so much. Mm-hmm. Carol says, my oldest brother totally ignored me as a child. Mm-hmm. Mia Cunningham, what's going on, Mia? Carol says, that's true, Omar. A neighbor could watch you. Any neighbor. You know how many neighbors' homes I've been in? You know how many, you know how every home has a certain smell? You know how many smells of people's houses I've been in? I'll tell you one thing. No old houses have new house smell, if you know what I'm talking about. It don't necessarily stink. But old houses don't have that new house smell. Mia says, sometimes God had to watch my children when they were younger. I tell you, if God is watching your children, nobody else better not know about it. Especially DHS. We can get ugly. GK Wright says, cattle. My youngest uncle is only three to four years older than me. He couldn't stand me out of resent. Mm. Ansel Jones says, don't open the door. Don't answer the phone. Those were them rules. Mia says, God definitely watched me and my sister when my mom had to work. Latchkey kids. Shit was real. Shit was real. You know, I mean, it was a lot of that. By the time you was 10, 11, don't let you be like 12, 13 years old. You was officially old enough to hold down the whole house. Cooking, cleaning, the whole nine yards. You know how many kids I've seen go to school flashing flashing $200 or $300. We like, where the hell you get that kind of money? Because he or she is going to go pay the gas bill or the electric bill. They flashing that money. You know, I've seen boys and girls do it. I used to be like, your mom gave you $300 to take to the damn, you know, electric company, gas company, whatever. Like, yeah, I got to go after school. I got to go take it. But first, they flashing the money. Like, look, I got money, y'all. I don't know if that money, I don't even know if all of that money made it. You ain't going to tell me that a McDonald's a meal or Burger King or something like that didn't come out of that money. So the bill was, I don't know, let's say it was $275. But somehow only $260 got paid on it. Hopefully that's not the difference between the shutoff notice and just adding it on the next bill. Carol Chamberlain says, thank God I had grandparents who watched me. Yeah, we definitely didn't have that. Nora says, I can still smell mothballs. Oh, the cribs that had the mothballs in it. Mothballs. Fried fish that smelled like feet. Cribs that just smelled like feet. The roach smell in the crib. Y'all know what the roach smell like, even if you don't know exactly what the roach smell like. You know, you ever been over somebody's dirty ass house with the you see those little brown spots around the light switches and the outlets? That's roach shit. And yeah, it has a distinctive smell. So those houses wasn't just looking dirty. They was dirty because they had them roaches in there, and the roaches was causing those little brown spots by the right around the light switches and outlets and all of that. You didn't know. You thinking like maybe somebody spilled some Coca-Cola up against the damn light switch. We getting far off the topic. But we're going to finish this. But yeah, the roach smell. Not all cribs had the furniture with the plastic. Some of them just had a nasty ass couch. With the nasty ass ends of the couch. You got an old velour couch. And for some reason, let's say it was like a gold colored or the yellow-colored couch. Well, at least that's what it used to be. This nasty-ass couch on the ends of the couch. It's all of this old greasy type. It's just nasty-ass house. Like, this is the house you left me in? This roach-infested paradise? With the nasty toilet seat? The nasty toilet seat that we, you know... Any of y'all ever been babysit or been over somebody's crib where the toilet seat is not attached to the toilet? You ever have to pick the toilet seat up off of the floor and put the toilet seat on the toilet in order to sit on the toilet? Yeah, for a lot of y'all, it might have stopped y'all from using the toilet. Not if you was there all day. Somewhere along the line, you're going to make the best of it. So they basically got an outhouse on the inside. They got an outhouse on the in-house. Outhouse on the in-house. Outhouse on the in-house. And they got the nerve. The nerve to implement nap time in this nasty-ass roach-infested paradise. Yo, I gotta take a nap in this roach-infested paradise. Can't believe I lay on down in this roach-infested paradise. Nap time, I'm on guard. I'm on guard. I can't sleep nowhere with all these bugs. I sleep around these bugs. Shout out to Karen Chamberlain. Thank you for the super chat. He says, because we may be arguing later.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? Mia says, ooh, mothballs. Yuck, that was grandma's house. Mm-hmm. Well, at least there wasn't no moth. Did moths keep roaches away, too? You know, I have never been, I wonder, because I've never been in a mothball-smelling house that had roaches. Y'all can think about that? Were the mothball houses cleaner? I have to take a look at that. Stacy says, it's good to be here, Omar. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's good for me to be here, too. I'm glad you're here also. Carol says, bet you got a whooping if it did. Mia says, and no one bothered you when they knew you had to pay the gas bill. I don't know how nobody bothers them, because that was a large amount of money for a kid to be having. That's a big responsibility. I don't think a child should be, a child, you know, 10 or 11 years old, 10, 11, 12 years old, should not be having that much money on them, because they may not have the money stolen by somebody, you know, 10, 11, or 12, but somebody, you know, 13, 14, 15, or whatever might, like, look, get that damn money. Fuck out of here. Especially since they was flashing it in the first place. They didn't keep the money a secret. They wanted you to know they was big balling. They was big bill balling. Balling on the bill budget. Carol says, I mean, I'm sorry. Nara says, holy roach shit back. Yo, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we talking about roach shit and mothballs and nasty Jerry Curl ends of the couch. T. Carrie Wright says, I did not leave my kids alone with neighbors or even family at all until they were in elementary school. Once in high school, I only trusted my oldest son to take care of his siblings. But that's what I'm talking about. The world is a lot different now. Our parents, though, like if you was born anytime in the 70s or before, I don't think they must not have invented child protective services yet. It must have been in its developmental stages. So you can't get away with what we got away with, what our parents got away with. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Not these days. And, you know, let me just say this before we move on. Everybody be mad at DHS for coming on the block. You ever been on blocks where they see that City of Philadelphia Department of Human Services? They see the truck. They see the little van pull up. And everybody know, like, oh, shit. Somebody ain't been doing the right thing with their kids. I've seen DHS workers get cussed out. All y'all want to do is take somebody's kids away from them. You know what I mean? Y'all need to mind y'all fucking business, blah, 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 blah. Never mind. Never mind that the child been, you know, that they've had all, there have been all of these allegations of the child being abused sexually, physically, all of that old mess. Never mind that the child ain't been to school for the last 41 days. Never mind all of that, right? Never mind that in those 41 days where the child has been absent, the child might show up one day for a test or whatever, talking about they couldn't come to school because they had to babysit their little brother and sister and all of that kind of stuff. They spilled the beans. Never mind all of that, though, right? You mad at DHS for coming. Now, you know that. Now, you figure that this young girl, she's struggling. She's trying the best that she can. But the bottom line is she got three or four kids, 27, 28 years old or whatever. You know what I mean? She got niggas running in and out of the crib and all of that kind of stuff. She getting high, selling ass and all of that kind of stuff. But some neighbors around the way like her and all of that kind of stuff. So they be trying to help her with her babies. You know the story. I know the story. We all seen the story. But guess what? The story stops at DHS. They coming to take them kids. So this will help you. This will help mommy have a little bit more time to get her shit together. Anyway, Cheryl says, "LOL, Bug Watchman." Right. I'm making sure. You know, when you a kid, you be thinking that a roach or something is going to crawl inside your ear or your nose or something. You know, we had friends who it happened to. That was a legitimate concern. T. Carrie Wright says, no moth or fleas or roaches. Maybe mothball homes belong in better homes and gardens. Carol says, mothballs probably scared the roaches away. It might be something to that spell that we never really thought about. I tell you what though, mothballs keep raccoons and squirrels out of your roof. Yes, it does. They don't like that smell. You throw some mothballs up in your attic. Or in whatever spaces that you have raccoons or squirrels or any type of rodents or whatever, yeah, they ain't feeling it. They will get on up out of there. Also, peppermint oil, they don't like it. They not like that. It's probably like horseradish to them. You know how hard it, you know what eating horseradish does to your sinuses. And you know how sensitive the smell of animals is. They probably like, man, we out of here. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, speaking of gas. Ansel Jones says, question for the guy. Would you leave a woman house if you see bugs? Hell no. Came over here to get what I came to get. And I ain't no roach running me out of here. Shoot. I mean, he the one ran when I turned on the light. But from now on, you going to come over my crib because we not doing this. I remember, man, I'll never forget this shit. I remember I went over this girl crib. It was late night too. She had so many roaches on her in her crib. I've never seen nothing like this before or after. And I've been in roach infested cribs like crazy. You know, owning houses, renting out houses. You know, I've seen the top of the mountain when it comes to trifling shit, when it comes to some roaches. But this shit, I thought, I was like, something must have been in the alcohol I was drinking before I came over here. Because I swear to God, the walls was moving. I was like, my Disney? Those was roaches. They cover. I was like, what the fuck? Am I in Joe's apartment? I gotta be in Joe's apartment. That shit was crazy. But yeah, I did my time. I ain't spend the night though. I was out. That was roach twat. And I never come back. I never go there again. I mean, but I was young and I had to complete the objective. You know, I was a mere 27 years old. Where was I to go? I had nowhere to go. So anyway, but yeah, that's woo. The wall. I swear, I thought I was like, alcohol don't make you dizzy. I wasn't dizzy on my way over here. That shit was like, it was like a wave. I was like, that it can't be. I'm like, that chick raised 6 kids, y'all. From the time she was like 17 years old, 16 or 17, she started having babies when she was real young. Because I knew her from around the way. This is somebody I basically grew up with. We got separated, you know, reunited, reacquainted and all of that. I went over to the crib. She said, oh, come on through. You know, you still my boo. We never got the chance to do what we wanted to do. This was six children later. I ain't had no kids at the time. PK Wright says, but you did still hit. Yeah, no doubt. I wasn't leaving without that. I'm like, shit. You already got me inside the roach trap. I at least got to make this story worthy of telling later on. I mean, how would it look? Would it be like, yo, you went over, you say it was after, yeah, it was like 2-3 in the morning. Whatever. I'm not going in there. I look like, oh, I'm running from the crib. Oh, my God, they have so many bugs in there. It scared me from getting some ass. I had to give her the smell test, though. Like, all right. Anyway. Stacey White says, Omar, my eyes seen too much in the family. I never snitch. A lot of whispers about me, though. Nar says, I don't know. I think I would be late for school. I would be too afraid to explain why the payment was short before risking or acting rich in front. Exactly. I wouldn't have pulled out that money, Nars. I would not have done that. But my mom would have never sent me to pay a bill with that kind of money. No way. This is like 1982. You know, yeah, this is because I was at Pickett when I seen this. So it was somewhere between 80 and 82. TK Wright says, true, Nars. I didn't play those games. Word. Carol totally agrees. Nars says, I'm glad I was never given that responsibility. No doubt. Look, Carol says, you ain't scared of no bugs. I mean, I ain't. But I mean, if she would have let me know, I would have went in there with a can of boric acid. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We got to get rid of, we got to at least cut these jaws and, you know, at least down by a million. That shit was crazy. Yo, y'all think I'm bullshitting. The world, I was like, yo, this is, I found myself watching like, what are y'all storing in here? Is there a dead body? Carol says moving wall. Yeah. Mia says ew, I got the heebie-jeebies, moving walls. Yeah, I had the heebie-jeebies too, but I was, it was 97, but it was for my birthday, so I was really 26. So my agenda overrode. But like I said, I never came back. I was going to come back with a fumigating, mask. I was going to get my Orkin army on. Like, before we do this, and so there's bugs marching like drumline. I don't know what they was doing, but they was moving them walls. Carol says, bet you shook them clothes before. Man, yeah. Woo. Yeah. But it was like in the summertime, so, you know. Make sure she get them on my shorts. Anyway, Carol says, so you just got out of there slinging it, huh? I mean, I'm not sure what you would call it. I definitely waited till I got home to wash up. I wasn't going in that bathroom. I'm like, look, anyway, Carol's on some hazmat suit. Anyway, so 757. I'm saying, though, do the girls get treated worse than the boys at home? I mean, I don't know. In corporate America, you could easily argue that the black woman is definitely valued over the black man. I don't think that we have to debate that much over that, although there are people who say that's not true. I know that the world does not like the American black man. They might not like any other type of black man either, but the American black man is public enemy number one around the world. And there's nothing but proof to show for that. You know. You'll never see Black Man Appreciation Day anywhere. I've never gotten any kind of love, props, gifts, gratuities, or anything just for being a black man. Now, many women might say, well, neither have I. But I would be like, you're lying because I gave it to you. You know? So you might not have been there to receive yours, but don't say we. But women, even if you're not talking about black women, if you're just talking about women, period, women are definitely what makes the world go round. That's why they're so empowered in many areas. That's whether you agree with it or for the reasons that you may agree or disagree, it doesn't really matter. When it comes down to it, you know, what they away for themselves, that's not going to be taken away. So the feminine power around the world is undeniable. So certain things that were cut off for women back in the day are definitely on the table. You know, there will be a woman, a female president of the United States one day sooner than you think. It's going to happen. They're not going to be frozen out for the rest of the history of this country. It's not going to happen. I doubt that it'll be somebody like Kamala Harris. I don't think that's going to happen. But they'll dig a new, improved, safer Hillary Clinton one day. And it's going to happen. Stay tuned. All you got to do is keep living. Carol says, the world ain't too fond of black women either. Well, it depends on how you look at it. I think the world actually loves black women. I don't think they like what black women, I don't think they like the power that black women have. But black women, I mean, who doesn't like black women? You be hard, I know one thing, white men love black women. They might do them dirty on the whole, but individually, you know white men love some black women. You know white men don't like black men. But shoot, even back since the slavery days, black women were the ones who were able to keep their black sons protected because they was good with Massa. They could reason with Massa. Massa had, you know, love and sympathy and affection for the black woman. And I'm not even just talking about on some rape shit and all of that. It's true. It was true back in slavery times, and it's true now. At the jobs that you've had, black women, at the jobs that you've had, I bet you the problems that you had wasn't with your white boss, with your white male boss. I'll bet you. Now, your female white boss, yeah, you might have had a problem over there, but not with your male white boss. Mm-mm. More than likely, he looked out for you. Carol says, we're always described as angry. Some of y'all have actually earned that title, and that's the problem. TK Wright says, a lot of black men do not like black women. That's a problem, too. A lot of black men don't like black women because too many black men are in competition. They fed into the hype narrative about the battle of the sexes. So there are too many black men out here who may want to like or love black women, but they have fed into the narrative that the black women are causing their downfall. Very, very dangerous. Very, very incorrect. Very detrimental to our unity and our community. Very detrimental. It ain't helping that, you know, we got black women running around here talking about they don't need no man. So both of them are feeding into a false narrative. Somebody has to break out of that and bring some type of reasoning to the discussion, bring some type of really good understanding. Carol says, true, Omar. White men love the idea of having black women to get back at black men. Even when it's not like that, you know, going all the way back to the slavery days, the black woman was the mammy. That was the one that really raised them. The black woman has nurtured every fucking body. It's just a fact. And the white man knows that. The white man's mom might not have been there for him, but that black mammy was. And she didn't do it because it was her job. She did it because she actually had love. Because that's what black women do. That's why I don't even know where we got all of this anger from and all of this resentment. Because that ain't where they come from. That ain't where we come from. That ain't where y'all come from. Damn. TK Wright says, from the side of some black men, we have it better. Yep. Carol says, I had problems with black male bosses. I rest my case. Shit is crazy. Now, you might have problems with white males on the job, but not your boss. That's my point. You know what I'm saying? Like, your other coworkers, yeah, white males ain't, you know. But they'll still buy you them drinks at them holiday parties if it ain't open bar. Anyway, come on, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on glorious. February 8th, and they deserve knowledge. So let's go about our business of acknowledging, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Florena C. Douglas. Happy birthday to you, Florena. And also, my girl, go get a Bernadette Rose turning 41 years old today. And Luzia Ganga turning 41 years old today also. And Olga Mercado. Olga Mercado turning 41 years old today. Everybody turning 41? Last but not least, Claudette Harahan turning 50 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance and dance. Rock out, rock on and do the damn. Rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Women might have it going on out in the world, and sometimes they are the father's favorite girl, baby girl. I ain't going to let nobody mess with you. Anybody, I'll shoot. Boys, make some noise out in the world. It might get a little crazy, but you're still thorough, and you going to make your own way because you play how you know where you want to stay. It's going to be all right. You got to make it so. You know how it go out here. Yo, I am an advocate of people finding their own way in this world. And if you got to do what you got to do, whatever you do, don't put your girls up. I mean, the boys up against the girls. I messed it up, but it's all good. Love is love, man. Thanks for y'all coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, and make sure that you share the show. We will be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so make sure y'all come through for that. All right, so for my blog talkers, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah.